Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers stepping down after 2 years on the job to find out what his future holds. He's joining us live right now. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm so glad you're here. I do kind of want to backtrack a little bit here, Brad. Before we talk about your future, let's talk about your past here. You were appointed to Secretary of Commerce back in the summer of 2021. How did that even come about?
Longtime Indiana business person, entrepreneur in the state, and have been focused for years on just civic duty and service. I was chairman of the Indiana State Fair Commission for a number of years, and got to know the governor really well through that service. And he liked what he saw at the Indiana State Fair and the commission, and asked me to serve as Secretary of Commerce. It's just been an incredible 2 years in that role.
Yeah, let's talk about that, the last 2 years. First of all, I mean, how would people here in Wawa Land, Brad, how would they know you? I mean, do you bring your work often to Northeast Indiana, or do you come to Northeast Indiana a lot?
Oh, my gosh, heck yeah. So it's a statewide focus on growing the state's economy, and we've been extremely active, Kayla, on growing the economy. We went from, before I started in 2020, we went from $8 billion a year on average to $22 billion a year in new capital investment plan for the state of Indiana. And a lot of that is happening in your area. General Motors just announced $632 million in the Fort Wayne Assembly Plant. Do Good Foods is another example that chose Allen County for a $100 million investment. And there's more. Ford Meter Box down in Wabash, and Fast Tech, a metal fabrication company. So lots of activity. Your community is just on fire, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know what? It really is. It's actually really an exciting time to live here in Allen County. Let's talk more specifically, you know, over the last 2 years, what would you say were some of your greatest accomplishments, or are really just your biggest highlights during your time as Secretary of Commerce?
Well, it's been so exciting building an incredibly dynamic team at the IEDC, at the State Commerce Function. We have this great winning team with a winning attitude and a winning strategy. We call it our 5E focus strategy, and that's new. I brought that with us. And based on my 39 years in business, I was a consumer of our state's economy. So from that 39 years as a consumer of our economy, how do we grow our economy into the future? How do we go get an economy we want, not just accept an economy that shows up that's going to grow Hoosier wages and put more money in Hoosier pockets? That 5E strategy was new, and it has guided this historic growth of our economy over the last 2 years. And with Governor Holcomb and the legislature's support and this great team and this 5E plan, it's been an incredible journey, and just the results are everywhere through entrepreneurship, new capital investment, higher wages, and telling this cool Indiana story, this winning story of Indiana.
So it sounds like it's safe to say, to me at least, that you think you're leaving Indiana's economy better than you found it?
Oh, my gosh. It is. I absolutely believe that. I'm passionate about that. And I'm leaving it in hands of this great team that's going to continue the progress. We've done $33 billion of capital investment in the last six quarters alone, $33 billion, and they're high-wage jobs, and they're spread all over the state, from Allen County to the southern part of the state to the northeast part of the state and northwest. So, yes, the answer is yes. The economy is there's tons of momentum in the Indiana economy, and it's all good momentum.
I don't know if you know this or if I'm even allowed to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you know when the next Secretary of Commerce will be appointed?
You know, that's the governor's decision. I mean, the organization is in excellent hands. There's an extremely talented team there. So they're not going to drop one thing. They've got incredible momentum. The governor's tied into this team. He knows them. He likes them. He has confidence in them. So that's his schedule. He'll make that decision. But he also knows that there's tons of talent there, and nothing's going to get dropped as we continue to grow our economy into the future.
Now, Brad, you know I'm going to ask this. What does the future hold? I know you know that I'm going to bring this up because rumor has it you might join the race for governor. Do you want to spill any tea here this morning on Fort Wayne's Morning News?
Well, listen, I have just been so humbled and gratified by the service I've done to as chairman of the Indiana State Fair Commission. Learned a lot about the ag community and made a lot of friends in the ag community there. And then this journey as Secretary of Commerce has just been incredible. So I'm going to focus on the commerce role until I'm going to run through the tape, as they say, on that for the next couple of weeks. And then I'm going to think about my future. I will tell you that I've been enormously rewarded by the service that I've done. I will continue whatever role I end up in the future. There will be a component of service in it to the state of Indiana, to Hoosiers, because it's been enormously rewarding. And I just believe there's enormous potential, untapped potential for our state. We have a very high ceiling, and it's been extremely exciting, to be honest with you, doing this role for the last 2 years. I'm just super proud of the results.
All right. I got my eye on you, Brad. I got my eye on you. I'm sure we'll chit-chat again in the future. Best of luck, my man.
Thanks, Kayla. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers joining us here on Whoa, Whoa, Whoa News.
Podcasts by Federated Media.